We are 3 weeks into the NFL season now, but very little of the conversation around the NFL these days is focused on the game. Several players have been involved in incidents involving or alleging domestic violence. It's made many fans question the sport and the men who play it. Yesterday, for the first time in more than a week, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell spoke publicly about the incidents and the league's handling of them.
Unfortunately, over the past several weeks, we have seen all too much of the NFL doing wrong.
We wondered how far that wrong trickles down, how it affects football at all levels. NPR's Nathan Rott went to a Friday night football game in Gardena, California, just south of Los Angeles, to find out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sarah High School.
It's a packed house under the lights at Sarah High School. People pile into the stands, a marching band plays, and the team is pumped. The Sarah Cavaliers are something of a powerhouse in Southern California. They're the 22nd ranked team in the state. Many of their players are looking at Division I scholarship offers. And in recent years, they've graduated a number of guys that have gone on to play in the pros. Midway through the first quarter, they show they're still not hurting for talent. So yeah, football is a pretty big thing here, and fans like Jane Austen are upset when they see its stars like ex-Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice physically assault his now wife.
That's the mother of your child, and you should treat her with all the respect in the world.
Or when Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson was indicted on child abuse charges.
I mean, you know, I'm from the South. I got whippings too. But you have to know what the boundary is.
But Austin says that doesn't affect how people feel about the sport overall.
No, because if you're a football lover, you're going to be a football lover to the heart, no matter what.
Dyshawn Roberson sees it the same way. She's the mom of Sarah's star running back. And, yeah, she worries about football and injuries like concussions.
But it can bring more positivity to your son than anything else.
And she says it beats the alternatives, like drugs and alcohol, that she says pushes kids away.
Football brings your kids closer. Because when this is over with, my son's going to say, Did you see what I...
So what of those teenage boys? I ask a group outside the stadium about the charges against players. They joke and jaw, like boys do. None of them condone what's happened, but they have some choice words about how people are reacting.
It's crap.
Yeah,
it's not necessary bullcrap.
Do you think they get a bad rap because they're athletes?
Yeah.
But Sarah coach Scott Altenberg doesn't see it that way. He says he's using what's happening in the NFL as a teaching moment, a time to talk to his athletes, many of whom will go on to play at higher levels, about accountability, what it means to be an athlete, and what it means to be a man.
It's unfortunate that these things have made it a forum that I can access now with my kids, but I'm absolutely going full bore on it. I think that's good for our kids. They need it.
Some good in weeks filled with bad. Nathan Rott, NPR News.